Talk Back, Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We head back to our sports line and we welcome for the first time to the program, Gina Fortress, head basketball coach for the girls program for the Western Panthers. Gina, welcome to the show and thank you for the time.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So it's kind of a rare situation for you, really for most coaches to be able to bring back their core starters from last year, and you're bringing back, I mean, you're all of your starters are coming back from last year. That's awesome.
Yeah, last year we started five juniors, and all five of those are now coming back and starting as seniors. And this group of seniors, they've been playing together since probably fourth grade on travel teams and AAU teams and stuff. So they've had a lot of experience together. So it's really exciting for them to, you know, be able to compete in their senior year together like this. So very exciting.
That's great to have that type of experience on the floor. And, I mean, they're a really experienced team from last year, too. Congratulations on a deep run into the playoffs.
Thank you. Yes, last year was a lot of fun for us, made it to the Final Four, so we were really bummed that last loss could have been a win. We had to kind of work through that, but I think that just gives us a little motivation for this year to keep pushing and, you know, see as far as we can get this year. We have switched to Division One, so our journey is going to be probably a little bit harder, but, you know, we're up for the challenges, so...
Well, yeah, a little bit harder, but like you kind of touched on, the experience there is invaluable, and it's going to be rare that other teams have that much experience on the floor that you do.
Yes, yep, and the girls, I mean, they do a good job of, you know, working together and reading each other, and mm-hmm. like with all the years that they've played together, they, you know, they definitely, there's definitely a chemistry out there when the five of them are playing together, so...
So let's talk about last year a little bit mm-hmm. and compare that to this year. I mean, COVID is still the story, but it's kind of like we figured out a little bit, not completely, but we figured out a little bit how to live with it when last year we were still kind of scared quite a bit going through the season with some schools having shutdowns and whatnot while COVID was going on. Just, I have to imagine this is more of an ideal situation for you if things are going better this year.
Well, for us, last year ended up being a really good year for us. We, you know, didn't start until later in the season. And of course, then our season was packed with three games a week. So we were very busy for that, you know, 2 months that we were playing with Saturday games and then Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so we were very busy with our games, but we had, you know, a lot, we got all the games in that we wanted. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we went into postseason, some of the teams that may have been very difficult for us to get past weren't playing because of COVID. There weren't too many, but there were a few. So I think, you know, that was actually a little bit helpful for us. Mm-hmm. But this year, it's just nice to be back, like, in the gym, not wearing masks. Right. I know there's going to be a few places we go where we're still going to be required to wear masks, but for the girls to just be able to play mask-free and just to have a normal, regular schedule and a normal season has been, you know, it's been good thus far. So we're just thankful for every day that we're getting to play and, you know, that the season continues. So
tell us about the team. What can we expect when we come and watch the Lady Panthers? Is it going to be more of an aggressive type style? Are we expecting a lot of perimeter shooting, mid-range shooting? Is it going to be under the hoops a lot? What are we going to see when we watch you guys play this year?
I think the first thing that people realize when they come in the gym, they watch us warm up, and literally people think that's the team because we are not tall at all. Uh-huh. We're very small. We're not big. We have, you know, a lot of small players. And so when you watch us warm up in comparison to a lot of the teams we play, you would think it was a horrible mismatch and that we didn't stand a chance. And it usually takes us a little while to get going. At the beginning of the game, but what I think helps carry us through a lot of our games is just the speed. We really like to push the ball up the floor, aggressive defense. We have some players who are just really strong defensive players. Last night in our Columbia game, we had like 20-some steals against them, and, you know, we try to get steals and then push it up the floor So a fast-paced game. We also have a lot of shooters on the team, so if someone is not performing well or if someone's getting shut down or being face guarded or something like that, we usually have another player who can step up. And we have outside shooters, mid-range shooters, you know, players who like to drive. So kind of have a little bit of everything except height.
Gotcha. All right. So with that said, can you size up the matchup for us this Friday with Western taking on Grass Lake?
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to definitely be one of our biggest challenges of the year. We have created a very strong non-league schedule. I'm just hoping that it will help us in postseason, and one of those that we for sure wanted to get on the schedule was Grass Lake. And we played Grass Lake the last few years, and last year we were within 6 points. It was a good game, and it was close enough that it could have gone either way. And so we are definitely looking forward to this year, you know, being able to come back and, you know, close that gap and maybe take a victory for the first time in a long time against Grass Lake. But we have our work cut out for us. You know, they have good players coming back as well, and I think it's just going to be a really good matchup between both teams.
Well, both these teams just seem to be, you know, pretty well stacked comparatively to the rest of your respective leagues. You have the experience coming back. Let's, I guess, look ahead a little bit in the season. What do you anticipate being your biggest challenges within your league this year?
In our league this year, I think that, you know, we'll have some good competition with Marshall. Marshall, you know, they brought us some good competition last year, and they have everybody coming back. Plus, they had a strong JV team last year. So I think they'll bring some good competition. And then, you know, us in Northwest always battle. We always have a, you know, rivalry that gets us both motivated, and we usually play good games against each other. So I think those will be two of our bigger games in our league.
The ones to watch. So
yeah.
So we're talking with Gina Fortress, head coach of the girls basketball team with Western. So tell us, as I love to ask all the coaches this question, when you get to the end of the season, what does a successful season look like for you once you've gone through all the regular season games?
Well, at the beginning of the season, you know, we come up with team goals together. Mm-hmm. And I think a successful season when you get to the end is just looking back at your team goals and seeing, you know, did we reach those goals? And, did we do what we set out to do? And, another thing for this year, just because we have five seniors, our motto for this year is no regrets. And we just want to look back over the season and just be, you know, happy with what we did and that we gave it our all and just not have any regrets about any games or, you know, leaving anything out there unfinished and just taking care of business. So I think that would be a successful season for us.
Outstanding. Well, again, thank you so much for the time. We wish you the best of luck throughout the season, and we're looking forward to covering the game on Friday and to following Western basketball throughout the season. So, Gina, again, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.